Hello.
Hello, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for MassX LLC.
Okay.
Oh, hi there. This is Mary from Local Splash. Am I speaking with the owner?
Correct.
Okay, nice to meet you. Well, the reason I'm calling today, so we are a data service provider to Google and Meta. We just wanted to speak with you about listing MassX on first page of Google for your categories in your area. What this would mean for you, anytime anybody searches for your services, we make sure you pop up on that first page as the top recommended, so that way they could find you and contact you directly. You've used Google before, right?
I have.
Okay, yeah, for sure you're familiar with that local map that usually pops up when we do that search in Google, the one with businesses listed below. So that is where we would like to list you. That position alone, 90 to 97% of the revenue goes to businesses listed there. So today we're calling through your area. We're looking for just one. Once we find them, we'll close out this category. So we will not work with any of your competitors. This is exclusive. Does that make sense so far?
No, it doesn't at all.
Okay, I'll pull up the details for you how it works and what are the inclusions.
Well, if you have questions. If me and my brother both start a pruning or a gardening business and we both want listed, you're saying you wouldn't list both of them?
The business will be listed. We have separate companies,
but you're saying you wouldn't list both companies?
So we can only work with one business per industry, per area, to maximize the exposure. So if you would like to get listed on that same area, we can definitely provide you with a different types of services. I could pull up the different packages that we have, what is suitable for your business needs, so that way we could be able to help you. Are you providing the exact same services? Or it's different.
So you say you cannot work with two different businesses, but if there's two excavation companies in an area, you're saying you cannot service both of them. You cannot list both of them with Google.
So we make sure to follow strict Google guidelines. We only work with one business per category, per area.
Okay.
Are you competitors?
My next question is, your brother,
or is it like sister company?
Well, I was just using examples. So you say you list companies with Google, but if I use Google, there's all kinds of companies.
Yes, exactly. So you might see a couple
of
businesses there.
Everybody's on there. If I'm looking for somebody to come prune my trees or whatever it is, I want lots of options. So I guess I'm a little confused on why you tell me that you will not work with anybody else in that same category.
So basically, the rule is we cannot work with any of our clients' competitor. So if there are businesses in your territory, let's say, for example, 100 miles radius from your home base, so we will list you there. We cannot accept any other competitors that provides the exact same services as you do. It's against Google's guidelines. Okay?
Okay. My next question is, why do you call me from a random number? If this isn't a scam.
Well, we've been in the business for 20 years now. If you dial back the number, you'll be reaching our hotline number, so you'll be routed to our department, Local Splash. If you would like to try that.
What is that number?
Okay, so we use a VoIP system, so I don't have an access of what number is showing up on your end. But if you dial back that number,
you have a legit business. But you can't tell me what phone number is.
So we have a direct number. I can give it to you right now if you have a pen and paper
ready.
So why don't
you call me from that?
As I mentioned, we are...
30 calls a day.
I hear you.
Listen to that. 30 calls a day in bullshit from random numbers. So when somebody calls me from a random number, you see how it gets me
yeah,
fired up?
I completely understand where you're coming from.
So I'm confused if you have a legit business and you're so proud of it, why not call me from that company's number?
Okay, so...
If I go over to one of my local suppliers, Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever I'm using, Walmart, I never get a legitimate call from those guys that doesn't come up on my phone as their number.
Okay. So we use our main line only for clients, and we use a different number, VoIP system, so we don't get flagged as a
for
scam.
Phishing?
So again, that's what we call
so
the VoIP system,
up,
voice over internet protocol.
Or a spam. Because
that
you
is why,
using a random number.
Exactly. So that is why I recommend dial back that number, and then you'll be routed to our department. Or if you could also dial back the main number, then you'll be routed to the same department. If you'd like to try that, of course, we'll be more than happy to give it to you if you have pen and paper ready. I recommend...
If this number calls back, that's a huge bonus. I'm just confused because I don't think that this is not a random number.
I hear you. I know where you're coming from. There are a lot of people calling it probably because you really have good reputation, right? And you have some online presence too. That's one reason. However, it's just,
which
as I mentioned earlier.
Why you use that tactic?
So again, it's VoIP system. We use that to cut costs in calling the whole country. Yeah, a lot of companies are also using
well,
that. If you would like to know more about...
and BSing people.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question, sir. If it could help you be found for your services, get more clients, would this be something that you might consider for your business? Google
not
listing?
With somebody I don't trust that I think is a bunch
okay.
of BS that calls me from a fake number.
This is not a fake number. I recommend dial back the number and check the business that we are calling you from.